Thousands of Michigan college students got very unwelcome news over the past week or so. Tuition going up at many Michigan universities and colleges, and then interest rates on some of their loans will double. This 1-2 punch of soaring costs and rising debt is being felt in many, many homes around Michigan. You know, there are more than 300,000 students in Michigan with those federal loans, and the number of people taking out student loans and the amount they're taking on, that continues to climb. Well, we wanted to get behind those headlines and look at just what all of this means to a typical college student in our state. Joining us is Darren Camilleri. Darren's a student at Kalamazoo College. He's also the acting president of the Michigan Federation of College Democrats. Welcome, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You felt so strongly about your loan situation that you recently published a piece in the Huffington Post, and it focuses on hashtag don't double my rate.
That's right.
What's your message?
Well, for me, I'm going to be graduating from Kalamazoo College next year with $27,000 in student loans. And for me, that's going to be a huge burden when I graduate because, you know, the job market still isn't that great. And I don't know what my opportunities are going to be. And I'm going to have to start paying that debt right away. But with this next loan that I'm going to have for my senior year, the rate's going to double, and it's going to be costing me an extra at least $1,000. Some estimates go as much as $2,600 on the loan, and I don't know what that means for me because I'm a first-generation college student, and for me, the American dream and going to college is supposed to be what we're aiming for, but it seems like Congress is making it pretty unaffordable.
What does it mean for you to be the very first in your family to graduate with a college degree?
It's everything. My family has placed a lot of investment into me and my education. I come from Downriver, which has a lot of blue-collar working-class families. My dad works in the auto industry. He works for Ford. And my entire family, they only know the auto industry. So for me, this is the first – I'll be the first person to go out of the auto economy and try to step into the creative economy, which is this 21st century economy that we're trying to develop here in Michigan and across the country. And so for me, this is everything.
So as the story unfolded with the Senate failing to act in time to keep the rates on those Stafford loans from doubling, what does that say to you and to other college students?
It says to me that Congress and some senators, particularly Republican senators, aren't willing to put education first. They tell us over and over again that college is something that we're supposed to be aiming for. It's the only way that you can get ahead in the 21st century economy. But they're not making it affordable. They're not making it an option for a lot of people. They're making it more expensive, more unattainable. And to me, it seems like Congress just isn't working for students.
Now, I know that in your piece in the Huffington Post, you talk about something that particularly has you upset, and that's the fact that the government's making money off those student loans. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. Last year, the government made $50 billion on our student loans. And with this increase, they're expected to make another $21 billion on the backs of students. And it's something that I don't think is fair. They want us to be going out and being the first people to start building up a new economy, mm-hmm. but they're putting all this debt on the backs of students that we just can't afford. And we can't afford to be paying for things like tax cuts to corporations that ship jobs overseas, or if we're still paying down the war in Iraq. And that's something that I think needs to change, is that students can't be paying for the government's debt.
Well, let me just ask you, though, isn't that what lenders everywhere do? They lend money to make money?
And I don't think that the government shouldn't make any money off of it, but the amount of money that they're making is a little it's huge. $50 billion last year, another $21 billion. When does it end? They keep raising the interest rates to 8% and just keep trying to make up all this money on the backs of students? I don't know. It doesn't make much sense to me.
Now, we've seen headlines about tuition increases around Michigan that the U of M Regents approved a 1.1% tuition increase. Wayne State looking for 9%, Michigan State University tuition going up, EMU Regents okay to 3.75% increase. What about your situation at Kalamazoo College?
We have had our tuition increased about 4% this coming year. We've had about 4% every year that I've been there. Since we're a private institution, it's a little bit different, mm-hmm. so we don't get state funds. But still having a continuous increase in the tuition is just making it even more unaffordable. And it's just making it harder and harder for students to be able to access that college education.
And then when you talk to college and university leaders, they point to the fact that aid from Lansing has been consistently cut down. What would you want decision makers in Lansing to know about the situation that you and other college students find yourself in?
Well, first of all, I'm still one of the young people that was promised the Michigan Promise Scholarship. And it's something that I think a lot of us don't necessarily forget, is that that money was promised to us when I was a kid, when I was a teenager. And my parents knew that that Promise Scholarship was going to be there, but then it got cut. Mm-hmm. So that was the first step. The second step is they're cutting funding to education at colleges and universities. My brother is going to be attending Saginaw Valley State University in the fall. He's taking out federal loans. The state has been cutting funding to colleges like Saginaw, and it's going to be making it more and more expensive to go there. I just don't see what the disconnect is for the leaders in Lansing. How do they think that we're supposed to survive in this new economy if they're making it more and more expensive to go to college?
Darren Camilleri is a student at Kalamazoo College. His piece in HuffPost Detroit is hashtag don't double my rate isn't over just yet. Good luck, and thanks for talking with us today in Stateside.
Thank you.